in front, pull them forwards like a Berry Cascade. So you basically turn it into a flat cap. You pull the.
So this game is turning into a lesson on how to wear a beret.
Well, I got this for Christmas last year, and it just never, I could never figure out the right way to wear it.
Sorry, it's not that. Last minute. I didn't bring one of mine.
It doesn't feel.
That's better. Thank you.
No, yeah, no, you won't.
Further forward.
Well, there's with the flip under. I watched a whole video on all the different ways.
Yeah.
And none of them looked right to me.
You just have to. Well, you're not looking at it, so.
I can't tell now because I don't have a mirror. But.
The flat anyway, button. Sorry. The game in there.
Oh, I'm going to read the background. There's background.
I was going to say I'll give you a minute or two to read over the background before we get in.
Oh, I'm from Camden. Brilliant. I live in a boat.
Sorry?
I live on a boat.
I live on a boat.
Camden Lock.
I'm from Gloucestershire and seem never to have left. I seem to have just moved towns. And it's somewhere I don't know. I've never been to Stroud.
Stroud. I've never been to Stroud.
What's it like?
I've never been to Stroud.
No, I haven't either. Or Cirencester.
I've been to Slough.
I've been to Cirencester. I've never been to Stroud.
I'm imagining big houses with gardens and trees. And slow-moving rivers.
I see it's in dollars.
Well,
this is that okay? That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, because if you it was pounds and it was pounds in the 30s, then that's a whole other thing that doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm an artiste.
You know, with pennies, farthings, and no, that's a bike.
Penny shillings.
Farthings.
Farthings. The reason it's called a penny farthing is because the difference in size of the wheels. Penny is the big one.
Yes,
and
farthing is the little
which
one.
Which is obviously
smart. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
So you don't know your pennies, half pennies, farthings.
Yeah, I don't.
Threepence, sixpence.
Yep.
How do you work out?
Crowns. Sorry?
That's policy.
You're too young for all that.
He loves that.
You were never
not exactly.
Oh yeah. I laughed because like the pre-gender actually from
that,
everything
when I was
the pole grain
growing
thing,
up in the 70s.
And I was like. I wonder if Paul's
you've got tons of adults who constantly did these conversions. Because they look at Christ or something and then go,
always
well,
up
that's
in
about
discussion
26.
On,
so you just got sort of used to it being around.
Have you ever been?
2 and 6.
World's largest pencil there. I think I've got a picture.
Picture and everything.
You get free pens and pencils there. Like pencils.
They give them to you.
Yeah, because you go in and you do a quiz. And you've got a round to do the quiz, and if you go and answer all the questions right, you get free stuff.
Excellent.
I know.
All the questions wrong.
And then, I don't know, you get your lead taken out.
Right. Okay.
Now, it says I've got a brother and a wife, but they're not around.
Not around.
Yeah, yeah.
Not around,
it's just backstory.
Not around.
Not around. As in, like, we're in the Lake District. And
yes, you're the Lake District by yourself.
Yeah. Right. For a bit of strange,
wow,
is that what's
good
going
with
on there?
Them.
A bit of strange? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah.
Considering
yeah,
I'm out aquarium.
Well, people come into it, so
maybe we'll find a
just an auntie.
Nice lady. A bit of company.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine going on a holiday without my wife, unless it's a game convention.
But my English is a bit poorly, actually. No.
She wants nothing to do with it.
My English isn't that good.
Oh God, I'm going to die.
Oh my God, I'm going to die.
So I've just got the weapon skills or the lack of. I have a tremendous track record of walking out alive, very often as the only one left in a party.
Oh, yeah.
It's called cowardice. Oh, fast talk.
Right,
it's like stealth. I'm in with the chance.
All right. Ooh.
Okay.
So looking at the high scores here. Hopefully that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do I have a camera?
You can have a camera. Basically, I've not filled out sort of like equipment and things like that. So anything reasonable,
yeah,
you can have.
Elephant gun?
I'm off just Keswick on safari.
Yeah,
what about a punt gun?
Duck gun, yeah. How do you work out your look again?
I think it's written 3D, down. No, look's one thing you need to do, which is just 3d6 times 5.
Oh, it's not based on your power anymore?
No.
No. 3d6 times 5. I thought I'd let everyone roll to find out how lucky they are.
Right. How does that go, then?
Oh. That makes sense.
What roll for your luck?
Yeah. And then, because it's a one shot, feel free to find your luck.
Sounds fine. 16.
Not bad.
19.
12. Oh, times 5, yeah.
Not here for long. Can I roll again?
Well, usually you roll, what is it, 3 6 sided and then times 5.
Oh, is it?
I was just wondering how you got 19 on 3d6. That's a hell of a roll.
At least that guarantees you at least
7. So what's that? Multiply by 5.
5, 4.
No, no, 3d6.
It's what, 3d6?
3d6.
Try and do to me.
Nice. 13. 13. 65. 65.
That's better. What's the sun again?
Sun's a...
Set.
It should be set in the bottom.
You're on 6.
6.
Oh, 55.
You've seen some things.
Not great. Not great. There's so many different role-playing games. Oh, I always have to re-familiarize myself with what skills are in which game.
I'm running Cthulhu on Mondays. I know nothing.
There's the Persuade. Persuade's in this game.
The only reason I brought it
Persuade, Fast Talk.
Fast Talk's in this game, right?
Fisting, is that one in this
Fisting
one?
Is in this one, yeah.
I can never remember which edition that is.
Is it Fighting Brawl?
Fighting Brawl.
Spidden?
Hmm?
Spot Hidden.
Spidden, yeah. Slime Hand.
Treasured Possessions.
First, look, I'm going to quickly use the knee.
Oh, that's the other thing we should.
I'm glad to know that I'm useless at firearms.
Establish is when do people
and
want to break
for
lunch?
For traffic.
Lunch. Well, where are we now? Almost 12. So
break for lunch now.
Half past one.
Half one. Two.
What? Or going what? For lunch?
Mm, yeah, I'd say half one.
Okay. We'll just wait and see.
Because everyone's just had cake, tea, and I've had breakfast already.
Okay. Yeah.
How long do we get?
Well, we've got to go out and get some lunch. That's the problem. It'll be busy, so.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
People.
Sorry, I just saw something. Need to be closer. I need to get some pieces of paper.
Well, what a lovely description of a woman in a man's world.
I know. That's quite terrible, to be honest. I take no responsibility for this.
And one thing I have to do today is to put all my badges back on my dice bag, because I took them all off to wash it. I've got to put them all back on it.
Other than that, she's focusing laser
sharp.
Well,
it doesn't take me long to do. It's just, you know, it's just something to do with my hands, isn't it? It stops me eating cake.
Is that all it takes?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the badges off.
That's why I'm so desperate to find my knitting needles. Mm. I have no idea where the hell they've gone. 3 bloody years now. I still left them somewhere.
Whole roll. Put one of them little things that you get where you can sort of...
I had a whole roll. With all my knitting needles, though.
If you tag them, then you can find them before.
Yes, I know.
Well, is that a step too far?
No, it isn't, actually, with the way I'm losing stuff at the moment.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's probably in the cellar.
What?
That's the answer to everything.
In the TV room. No, I've not found it down there.
Sorry about that. Thank you.
So now Chris has returned.
The toilets, if you're claustrophobic.
Yeah, they're a little... It's very tall.
Very tiny. Very...
In fact, you sort of go in the middle of it.
Yeah.
It shuts itself off into a smaller room as you enter.
The walls start closing in.
No.
We're just saying break around half one for lunch.
Sure.
Yeah.
When is that? Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Okay, so has anybody got any questions about anything before we begin, or get straight in?
So I presume none of us really know each other. We're all kind of wound up in this place, strangers to each other.
The weird thing about this one is that nobody really knows each other. All strangers.
We're staying in a pub?
Yeah, we'll establish that.
Okay.
As we begin.
I'll just...
Yes?
I'll hold my questions, because I'm sure you're going to answer quite a few of them, but just doing the game.
Okay, so you all find yourselves in the small town of Keswick in the Lake District. It's described in the scenario as the grim countryside.
Oh, Keswick's lovely.
Keswick's lovely. I've been there. It's beautiful sunshine, green fields and pastures, but apparently grim.
Grim.
Well, it's the Lake District. It's probably raining and grey.
Yeah, I was going to say it is sort of like late autumn, end of October, rolling into November. The rain beats against the window panes. It is about 8:30 in the evening, and each of you finds yourself in the Blackstone Hotel in the centre of Keswick. Those of you who come from elsewhere, I think Dr. Michael Laws was the only person who has driven up from London, the rest coming on train. Michael, you've driven all day, tired and weary, managed to check yourself in earlier. The rest of you have taking the train up here, eventually changing at Penrith and completing the last leg by bus. Apart from Jonesy, who sort of just loafs about the local town.
Is that you?
Might be.
And, yes, vagrant, wandering from place to place.
I do take offence.
His mother comes from Canterbury, I think, so he has roamed England's greenfields over the course of his life.
Well, who would not? Finest greenfields this side of Europe.
So, like I say, you find yourself in the evening at the Blackstone Hotel, which overlooks Keswick's Market Square. It's an old, fading building, retaining little of its former glory. The red and gold wallpaper that stretches through the bar and into the dining room has long since changed to a red and sort of ochre colour. The furniture is scuffed, and there's this underlying smell of mould that permeates.
Oh.
Most disturbingly, the imitation gas lamps that line the walls are all turned so low that the corners are quite dark and dreary. So, as we come to sort of 8:30, where do you find yourselves in the hotel? We'll start with Michael.
Michael would be in the hotel bar, having a whiskey. And just looking around to see if there's any interesting people.
Okay.
What day is it, sorry?
Let's say it's a Sunday.
Oh, no.
So has the antique fair happened?
The antique fair is still going on.
Okay.
Yeah, or it's about to start, sort of like. So it would have started, and it's sort of like a week-long affair.
Oh, okay. Right,
so it would probably have started. People would have been arriving today, setting up. But the fair will start sort of like from the Monday and run through the week.
Can they serve alcohol on a Sunday at this time? Come on.
I imagine so.
In a hotel, yes.
Yes.
Well, funnily enough, I will be down in the bar.
Sorry, I missed the date. What date are we on?
It's late October 1935. It's the year.
I got the year, I just didn't get the season.
Yeah.
I'll be in the bar, at a table, in the corner, having turned the light up, and I'll be sketching and puffing about with my notebook.
Okay.
I share two bottles of champagne, my good man.
Who are you playing again?
The Viscount Hilary Exeter.
Right.
And Tina, where are you?
I'll also be in the bar as well.
Makes things easier. Right. When the man staggers in with a knife in his back, we're all
right. Yeah, I'll probably have a large whiskey as well.
We have Dr. Laws at the bar.
Sat near the fire.
Sat near the fire. So, Mike, are you at the bar itself with your whiskey?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be looking through the catalogue for the
Yeah, he's
the sale.
He's scoping. He's looking. He's looking to see who's here. That's.
Yeah. That's, well, you see this array of fine.
What is
fine would, individuals?
Yeah.
And there's a large brass, there's a loud brash man arguing with the barman about his inability to provide Moe Chandon.
I suppose I could take another champagne? What do you mean you have no champagne?
I'm terribly sorry, sir. This is, well, you don't get many people around here wanting champagne.
Well, there isn't much to celebrate, I suppose.
I can possibly provide you with a bottle of white.
Yes, whiskey, my good man.
Very well, sir. It seems to be the going drink this evening. He pours you a whiskey and puts it on the bar.
I look at the bottle.
He sort of like shows you. It's like, you know, some kind of blend.
No single malts?
Only the best, sir. Of course. He reaches behind the bar and pulls out a prime
the same scotch.
Yeah, he reaches behind the bar. There's a clinking of glasses and there's flow of liquid. And then he comes out with like a bottle of Lafroig.
Now, we'll just leave that bottle here.
That'll be quite expensive, sir.
Put it on my tab.
Very well, sir.
Jones' ears prick up. He's just doing the crossword in the paper that he's probably found somewhere else in the hotel.
Yeah, found sort of like...
He has no drink, conspicuously.
What does Jonesy look like?
Oh, he looks like a gentleman. I mean, he's put his hat to one side, his stick is just leaning against the side. Most people would have hung them up or whatever, but he likes to make sure that people can see them so they know he's a gentleman. You would describe, you know, how the upper class, they're very often wearing good quality clothes that they haven't replaced them with the latest fashions. They're worn, they're sturdy, they're, hesitate to say, threadbare and shabby.
Slightly frayed.
Lived in. But clearly a man of quality, absolutely. Governor. I'll just sort of catch his eye and just...
So, you find yourself in, there's a few other sort of like, must be locals in there as well. One of whom after the barman deals with this somewhat rude gentleman, perhaps. Although he now seems to be quietly mulling over his bottle of whiskey. He goes to chat in the corner to starts cleaning a glass as the barman. Can you all make spot hidden rolls?
No.
98. Focusing on the possibility for free drinks.
One.
Success.
84.
Okay. Val's got the best, I think, with her extreme. Getting all of her luck out of the way.
No.
Beginning of the game. So, Val, you're sat in the corner sketching and sort of leafing through your sketchbook. What is in your sketchbook?
I've started a new sketchbook for Keswick.
Yeah.
I've not been inspired very much yet.
I've heard that about Keswick.
I'm probably doing some facials of people at the bar.
So, along the wall next to you, there are these sepia-toned photographs, seemingly of local dignitaries. They sort of like hang along the walls. You're sketching one of the other characters. Who in particular would you be sketching? Would it be, for example, Michael up near the bar, or perhaps the Viscount?
I'd probably go for the
distinguished-looking gentleman,
Tramp. Mm-hmm. So, just over.
Sorry. I don't say that out loud.
So as you're sketching,
it reminds me of Jack.
Yeah. So as you're sketching, Jonesy, his name you don't know yet. You notice there's a large sepia-toned photograph. It seems to show a family, a husband and wife, and a number of young children, six children in total. As you're sort of like sketching Jonesy, though, you notice that one of the children in the photo, there's something sort of like familiarity about it that you notice. One of the little girls in the picture.
Can I go over and have a closer look?
Yeah, of course.
Excuse me, I just wanted to look at this this photo here.
Yeah, so I'd say the children are probably sort of aged around 4 or 5, maybe. 6 of them in total.
Gosh. Okay.
And
small family?
The one that catches your eye, a little girl in the photo, has a striking resemblance to yourself.
That's eerie. Yeah.
Very much so.
Gosh.
So much so that some of the early photographs you've seen of yourself that your parents have shown you would be almost a spitting image if only you were a year or so older.
That's definitely not my mother.
Definitely not your mother.
How odd.
Strangely enough as well, the photograph has a name, a series of names riding the lip of it.
Sorry, the names?
So on the lip of the photograph, in pen, have been written the names of the different people in the photograph.
Can I write those down?
You can. The names underneath are, underneath one of the boys is Michael. Another one is Tom. Another one is Hillary. The little girl's one is Rosa.
Rosa. Yeah.
And Helen. And that name rides under the...
How's Hillary spelt?
H-I... Is it L?
L-A-R-Y.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
And then one of the other boys is called Jeffrey. And they're arranged as well, so that the names sort of like match up with where the children are.
So the one named Helen, does that match up with the one that I think... Ooh, that's interesting.
The family name on the photo, though, is Waring. W-A-R-E-I-N-G.
Hmm. Interesting. I might try and look up somebody who's from the village. Maybe if they know this photo. Because the other names don't. I don't know the other names.
A picture caught your eye there, madam.
Well, it's really weird. Have you seen this lady here, this little girl here?
I'll just stand up, reach into my pocket, pull out the reading glasses, which, since they're not mine...
Do you give off any whiff of...
Booze? No, sadly.
No, okay.
Conspicuously, I am, however, attempting to do something about it. I'll put the glasses on and then peer over the top of them, because they're not
They're not your glasses.
Oh, I see.
Does it... I mean... To me, that looks very like myself.
Well, yes, but I suppose we do all see a bit of ourselves in the past, don't we? It's not you, I take it, then, from your experience?
No.
Tom, Jonesy, the youngest child, the youngest boy, whose name is Thomas underneath there, strikes a spitting image of some of the earliest photo that your mother has of you. Of course, photographs are hard to come by, and your mother managed to splurge out for only one or two. But one of the earliest ones of you.
Mind you, I'm a young fella, it's only turn of the century, they just have to. Photography, commonplace. Well, that is odd. I mean, it's a common name. Well, I say a common name, obviously, a very distinguished name, but this young fella here, he was a bit like I did at that age.
And your name would be?
Thomas. Friends call me Jonesy.
I'm Helen.
How do you do?
How do you do? And if you notice, the girl that looks a bit like me is called Helen.
Well, yes. You don't think this is a prank, do you?
Does this conversation kind of...
It's sort of like the room is busy. The only sort of like noise that's cut through has been Hillary's arguing about champagne. but the chatter is low, And only really sort of like the conversation the barman's having with one of the local patrons at the other end of the bar. It's the loudest thing. So, yes, both Helen and Jonesy's conversation will carry through the rest of the bar.
I, as an artist, look around. Do I see any of the other people look like any of the people in this portrait?
Yeah, you do notice a few others in the bar. There's a gentleman, a couple of gentlemen sat up near the bar. One of them's the gentleman who's just been arguing about his champagne, as Jonesy has noticed, has acquired a rather large and handsome-looking bottle of whiskey. Yes,
I pull out my handkerchief, which the more observant among you will notice is conspicuously attached to the inside of the pocket that it's the lining of, and just clean the glasses.
Oh, look! See that man over there who's talking about the champagne? Doesn't he look a bit like that man there? Oh, that girl, that boy there.
Well, I mean, he didn't have the beard then, did he? I suppose a little. The old lip weasel makes it rather hard to judge.
I'm fascinated by all this. It's a mystery, and so far it's the most exciting thing that's happened in Keswick.
Since 1380.
sorry, this sounds like there's something to celebrate in Keswick.
So I walked straight over to him and said, excuse me, what was the name under that?
Hillary is the name.
Is your name Hillary?
Well, that's very forward. The Viscount Hillary.
Gosh, there is a real mystery.
Viscount Hillary, you say?
There may be something of a prank, but that photo over there has got some children, and one of them looks remarkably like you, and he's called Hillary.
Really?
And there's one called Tom.
Thomas.
Who looks remarkably like this gentleman here.
Is there somebody called Michael in that picture?
Oh, I'll have a look.
Yes.
Well,
I don't know what he looks like.
He's going to go over and take a gander.
So yeah, Michael. It's sort of like, yeah, there is a child over there in that photograph who looks very much like you. Strangely as well, the oldest boy in the picture as well, the one called Jeffrey, is almost a spitting image of your
brother called Jeffrey.
You
said that it's written in pen on there. Does it look as if it's been recently?
No, this is sort of like sort of greyed out and faded.
Right.
Patina of age.
That is peculiar.
Well, this is my brother as well, and his name is Jeffrey.
Well,
isn't that a queer coincidence?
No, it's not a coincidence. This is my brother and I as children. I don't know why this is here.
I look up from the catalogue and look.
But where's Barmy, Percy, and Jeff, my brothers?
I think there's a prankster or something going around. Now, your name wouldn't be Rosa.
Yes, it would. Rosa Parks.
Is this your card?
Parker.
Would you take a look at that photo over there? It looks like, it looks a bit like you, one of the girls.
Rubbish. I've never been here before in my life.
No, neither have I, but I'm there.
Oh, let me see.
It's my brother. I'll get up and put
its name on.
In this
photo. Have a look.
Yeah.
Did you call posing?
No, I have no memory of posing in this.
It looks very similar to how you used to look when you were.
Does it say where, or does it obvious where the photo is taken? Was it here?
Doesn't say where the photo is.
Yes, but you can see that.
Might be on the back. Perhaps.
She's got slightly
the name of the family is wearing.
Slightly skewy eyes, a bit like you.
Wearing. And
you've got a lovely face, but I'm an artist, so I can tell when I look at somebody's face how unique they are.
That's at least 50 in fast talk.
Hello. I suppose there is some resemblance to what I used to look like.
How strange, though.
Well, it is. It's most peculiar. I mean, it makes you go all sort of dry in the mouth, doesn't it? Most peculiar.
They have some really nice coffee here.
Coffee, you say? Oh, well, I don't think I should dabble.
Coffee at this hour? Ridiculous.
Does anybody live here in town?
No.
I don't either.
Oh, you mean of us? I just thought, well, If not, then who's been serving us the drinks?
The people that are in this photograph.
I've been sent up here to take some sketches of the beautiful Lake District.
I was meant to be in Glasgow.
Really?
Are you?
A bit of a long way from Glasgow, sir.
Oh, you're good health, sir.
Yes. Anyway, this can't be me. I mean, Nanny would never have let me sit with the lower orders.
Well, I know precisely what you mean, I say, pouring myself a second.
So, Michael, you asked about location.
Yeah, the location.
So, make me an idea roll.
Sure.
So,
just, nope.
Not quite sure.
No. Is it like a forest scene, or is it a backdrop?
It looks
like
sort of like outside of
a building of some
kind. Yeah, a building of some kind. Perhaps a fairly large building, sort of maybe either sort of some kind of cottage, or although it has sort of like an official look to it, so it may be like
a stone school
or something like that, yeah.
Well, I'll throw this to the group. Does anybody know where this is taken, this picture?
I know. Barman. Barman.
Barman, so terribly sorry.
Landlord, sure.
Yes.
He comes over and says, sir?
This picture, where was it taken, please?
He sort of like, sort of squints at it, takes out some glasses and rubs them, puts them on. It's nice. That one, family photo of the wearing family, I think. The location, I think they came from Manistee, over the other side of Derwentwater.
Is that close?
Well, only a few miles. You have to go round or take the ferry, but it doesn't run this time of night.
Oh. Could I take the photograph down off the wall and have a look at it?
Yeah. The barman says, please, be careful.
I will. This is my line of work, sir.
Well, this is very odd to me, because that's myself and my brother as children. I'm Michael. And that's my brother Joffrey.
You're Michael Ware.
Oh, I'm not Michael Ware, I'm Michael Laws. But
Michael Laws.
Michael and Joffrey are the two names here.
Joffrey?
That's Jeffrey. Jeffrey and my brother.
Are the same person?
Yes. I would.
I'm gonna turn it over, turn the picture of the frame over. How's it fastened in? Is it taped? Is it a tape or is it a clip?
It's sort of like clip.
Okay, I'm going to carefully undo the clips. Mm-hmm.
The barman sort of...
Take the back off.
Yes, how is it you came by this photo anyway?
Local people just take photos and hang them up in the bar.
Do you know the wearings well then?
Well...
Funny thing, that, sir.
And I want to have a look at the back. I want to actually have a proper look at the picture and check it's authentic and of its age.
I've got a pocket knife if you need to
pry it out. I don't need to.
So he says, I won't say that I know the Warings well, but they were an established family in Manistee. Jack Waring, the father, used to be the schoolmaster down there. But
you say were established family.
Jack hasn't been seen for years. His first wife passed. Married again, but since his disappearance, he's left his wife and two young daughters down Manistee.
Hmm. And they're the girls in this picture, are they?
Oh no, this was taken before.
This is with his first wife?
This is with his first wife, yeah. Victoria.
Victoria?
He says, he sort of like looks curious and says, you know, you look a bit like him. You know, Jack.
What do I know about my family?
Well, you've grown up with them all your life.
Yeah, I mean, do I have any suspicions that I might have been adopted?
No.
No.
Do we have any family resemblance to each other in terms of like hair colour, eyes, chin?
What's my mother called?
What you're down is the person least likely to have one, is that what you're thinking?
And I've got a sister, but she's not in that photograph, is she?
She's not in that photograph, no.
Is she younger than me or older than me?
Your sister is younger.
Okay.
Well, bit of a mystery there.
So when he got remarried, he had two daughters.
Your sister's called Priscilla.
Mm. Does it say what my mother's called?
No. So you can give your mother a name.
Okay, that's fine. Because obviously his wife, first wife, had a name.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure that that's not the name of my mother.
So, sorry, the photo is just of six kids, not the parents.
Just the six children outside the...
I've taken it out of its frame and look at the back of it, does it have the... photographer's name and stuff printed on it?
It doesn't have the photographer's name. It just has written on it, Manistee, 1905. And then it's sort of like underlined. The pen is black, still slightly faded, but not quite as faded as the pen on the front.
So...
It looks like an original.
So does it look like... Is that fit age-wise for me, then?
Yeah. I'd say with your background as an antiquarian, you'd be able to say that this is...
I would have been 5 years old then. Well, this is a genuine photograph taken in 1905, looking at this.
Hmm.
But as far as I am aware, I've never been here before.
So the kids in the photo...
And my sister's not
look
in the
like they're related.
Yeah, they look like... it's like a family... photograph.
No, but they've got the same, like, similar facial features or a family look.
Yeah, there is sort of like a family resemblance about them, yes.
And do we have a family resemblance?
Yes. I mean, you've all grown up in different stations, different backgrounds since then. But yes, there is sort of like a...
we've got the same hair colour.
Trait and, similar hair.
Actually, wouldn't that be a rum do if we turned out all to be members of the same family? Still, quality does attract quality, hey, Governor?
Does my mother, or do my parents, that I believe are my parents, do they have pictures of us as children, or as, like, little children?
Yeah, but now you come to think of it, none older, really.
Than this. Like,
yeah.
None with you younger than that.
Yeah.
I mean...
none younger than that. Yeah.
None of the photos are older than this.
None of the photos are older than this.
I'd have been very young in this picture, though.
Yeah,
as far as I can recognise it myself, I'd be like one, I think.
Can I see any strangeness in the resemblance as an artist? No sort of real strangeness.
There's nothing untoward. It just looks like a regular group of children.
Because usually there's something, like, I don't know, a scar or something facial that you can pick out, because that's what we're trained to
noses,
sort of
ears,
yeah,
like ears.
So it'd be sort of like there would be sort of like a similarity, like in those facial traits between all the different the children that sort of like, and again, sort of like as you look around the five of you, a similarity between.
Well, this is a remarkable coincidence, and it can't be anything else.
I'll drink to that.
It's not like I was adopted.
Is that a bottle over?
Are you sure?
I'm not sure.
I've got a telephone.
Yes.
I'm gonna make a quick telephone call.
You point to the side of the bar.
I'm gonna go and pick up the telephone, and I'm going to ring my sister.
Okay.
Where do these these daughters, do they still live around here? The ones that from his second marriage.
From his second marriage. The barman. You ask him. He says, "Well, as far as I know, Jack's second wife still lives in Manistee."
Oh. What's her name?
Mary Waring, I believe.
Mary.
And his first wife was?
Victoria. So, yes, you can make your phone call. The barman says, he looks at the clock over the mantelpiece and says, anybody mind if I put the wireless on? News is coming.
Oh, no, of course, please.
So he puts the wireless on. A suitably appropriate 1930s tune starts playing in the background. I can't think of anyone else on my head.
What have we got?
He's going to have another drink, and he's going to have... Because it sounds like, to him, he started to think he's adopted. Him and his brother have been adopted.
That's one of the flimsy evidence for that, isn't it?
Rosie, your phone call? You're ringing Priscilla, your sister. Mm. Yeah. So the phone rings, and then your sister picks up on the other side. Hello?
Hello, it's Rosa.
Oh, hello, Rosa. How's the antiques fair going?
Well, it starts tomorrow, so...
Oh, okay.
I'm holding out some hope for some... There's some nice stuff in the catalogue. And how's Mother?
Fine. I think she's in the sitting room if you want to talk.
Yes, and I'd like you to watch her carefully while I'm talking to her, please.
Of course. No, just come get her. You can hear the phone be put down and a voice distances. Mother, it's Rosa on the phone. And then footsteps, and the phone gets picked up again. Hello, dear.
It's clearly your sister just putting on a voice. Your mother's been dead for years.
No.
Hello, Mother. Can I ask you a quick question? Something's cropped up over here.
Of course.
Have you ever heard of the name Waring before?
Yeah, sort of like a pause on the end of the line. Where did you hear that name?
Well, I've come across a photograph in this hotel that I'm staying at. And there seems to be a photograph of me.
Really?
What can you tell me?
I hope to never have told you this. I probably should have told you earlier. Look, dear. You're a doctor. We,
One moment. Can you pass that bottle of whiskey, please? I'll put myself rather and get sit down. Continue.
We were contacted by a party about adopting a little girl in the early sort. It's been about 1906, 1907. And, we met you. We fell in love and... 1905 at this time. And, we fell in love with you at first sight. You see, me and your father, we struggled to have children. Until Priscilla came along a couple of years later.
So what can you tell me about the people you adopted me from?
Other than the name, Waring. That's all I know. You've been a parker ever since.
Did I have any siblings?
I don't know. I believe there may have been. But I think they were taken by other families.
And who was it who contacted you?
It was a... the lady's name was Victoria.
I see. And how did she find you?
Well, we'd put our names out for a chance to adopt ourselves. And she must have found us through what it circles. And offered us the chance to take you in.
Do you have any paperwork?
Yes, I must be somewhere around here.
Could you find it and send it to me?
Of course. Let me know where you're staying.
I'm staying at the Blackstone Hotel in Keswick.
Sure, I can sort out sending those up.
Most urgency, I think.
Very well, I'll put them in the post tomorrow morning.
Thank you. We'll talk more when I get home.
Okay. You want to talk to your sister?
Yes.
So you can hear the phone being handed over in Priscilla. Are you okay?
I think so.
I have no idea.
Neither did I. How's Mother?
Upset.
Maybe a brandy before she retires.
I think so.
And reassure her I'm fine.
I will. I will.
And I will be home in a week.
Of course. I guess we'll talk more about this then.
Yes.
But I just want you to know, Rosa, that you'll always be my sister.
Well, likewise. I mean, I know no different. So shouldn't change anything.
Look, I'll get Mother a brandy and you take care of yourself.
You also, and look after Mother.
I will.
Good night.
So, the phone gets put down.
I'm staring at this guy over here, just scratching my chin.
So, I say, walking back over to you.
I'm worried you might be a policeman.
No.
I was definitely adopted from Victoria Waring.
Wow.
In 1905.
That's ridiculous coincidence.
I'm having the paperwork sent here.
Well, yeah, I'm coming to the... I believe that my brother and I must have also been adopted as well, but the fact that we're all here...
On the same night?
On the same evening? With randomly? This doesn't make any sense.
Circumstances happen.
Well, I can't imagine that I was adopted like that. I mean, tragically, my poor mother, that she was run down by an omnibus. But or I'd be able to ask her. But no, I don't think. I mean, my family goes back generations, probably.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my beastly older brother's mom in Percy always said I was adopted, but they said the same thing to my younger brother Jack when he was born, so I didn't give it much heed.
Well, Jack, the ginger one, wasn't it? Yeah.
Of course, at this stage of revelation, it's time to make some sanity rolls.
Oh, yeah.
I roll to disbelieve.
Nope.
Do I get a bonus if I pour myself another whiskey?
33, I'm fine.
I'm not.
I passed my sound.
Oh, God. So I feel like this is going to be a game of failed rolls for me.
So it's just one sanity loss.
What? One?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
For those who failed. Apart from... for those who passed, it's nothing. Apart from Rosa...
It's seven. The 70,
you will take,
it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Rosa will take 1 point of sanity even on the pass because she has discovered that she is adopted.
Two. Yeah, for us, it's a suspicion.
That'll do.
Whereas she's got confirmation. Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this can't be a thing, can it?
Oh, so what it is in my case.
What do the five of you plan to do now?
The guy who told us about this wearing person.
Mm-hmm, the barman, yes.
Can he tell us a bit more, or can he point us in the direction of somebody who would know?
Well... You could try asking Bob, stand him a drink. He sort of indicates a local. He's the guy who's been talking to at bar. He's now taken up a seat, nursing a pint under a in a rather shady corner of the bar. He says you'll probably need to stand him a couple of gin and tonics before he'll give up anything and sit through. Well, he likes to witter on. He's very into his mysteries.
Are the Waring family from Keswick?
No, Manistee.
Manistee. The village across Derwent, but...
Okay, so a church there.
It's another world, is it?
I believe so. He says, but yes, Bob's your best bet. If you want to go down to Manistee itself, and take the road round the lake, or the ferry leaves first thing in the morning at 9.
9 o'clock.
What time is it?
It's about, I'm going to say about 9 p.m. now.
Oh, okay. It's too late then.
You can hear the sort of like rain beating down outside as well.
So, just from the picture and looking around, kind of, what's the relative ages of our characters?
I'm 34.
I'm 32.
31. Probably look like late 50s.
I'm the oldest.
33.
I'm
the oldest.
Because, you know, that'd make you like a baby in the
exactly.
Picture,
I'm wondering if I recognise it. Sorry, I don't. Could see there's new. I can't distinguish.
Sorry.
It was very nice.
It is nice. Yes.
I thought we'll meet again was appropriate.
Yes, I mean, obviously, very. Got
well, might as well listen to what Bob's got to say. As soon as you've got money, you can buy the drinks.
I'm still not sure about this. Get Bob whatever he wants, Bob, and I may need to use the phone.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking you, Viscountness, why aren't you in Scotland, if that's where you said you were supposed to be?
It's a little bit of a haze. I had a number of bottles of champagne. I was on the train to Glasgow. But yeah, it's not uncommon. Sometimes this happens.
Just stop at Penrith.
And yet we're all here at the same time. I mean, I was in the area, you know, doing some local research. But,
what's your area of interest?
Oh, about a 3-mile circuit round the pubs.
Oh. I'm just on holiday. I'm a physician.
Do you know anything about bunions? Let me take my boots off. I'll show you.
Okay.
So the barman pours two gin and tonics.
Do you have to?
Large double measures.
Do I think he's telling the truth?
Who, the barman?
No, the...
Viscount?
Viscount or whatever he is.
I don't know. Are you telling the truth?
About what?
No, I'm listening to him, and can I roll to find out if he's...
Yeah, you can roll psychology, I guess.
Probably if you doubt the word of Viscount.
Oh, no.
Sounds plausible.
Sounds plausible.
Given his demeanour.
Then he got drunk failed to make it to Scotland.
Got off on the wrong stop.
These things happen.
Yeah, I suppose. So I'm an antiquarian. I'm here for the antiques market over the next week or so. So I planned to be here. But I've never been to Keswick before.
No, I haven't either.
How could somebody possibly orchestrate this sort of thing? It's beyond all reason.
I asked the barman, is there any way of finding out when the bookings came in?
He says, yes. He pulls a sort of like, it disappears into a...
Presumably the Viscount here made his booking when he arrived today. Unexpectedly.
He goes and sort of like...
Near a place to the railway station, I just wandered in.
Goes
for a room.
To the reception area and pulls out a large book and says, yeah, so the Viscount did just book in maybe a couple of hours ago.
Because you'd have got off the train in Penrith.
Oh, apparently there's no other trains today, so they said I had to take a room and catch the something
you,
tomorrow.
You didn't get a hotel in Penrith. You came out to Keswick. Why?
This isn't Penrith.
No.
No.
Right.
Put him on a bus and send him far away.
He'll start ordering champagne in a minute. Get him on the bus.
Rose's booking's been in for quite some time. Obviously, this being
planned.
She's planned to do.
Maybe a month or two ago.
Maybe as
planned.
No earlier than sort of like two weeks, I think.
Okay.
For Michael.
Sure.
I guess. Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
Whereas Jones is just loitering in the bar and doesn't seem to be in the leisure at all.
There's no real sort of like room booking for Jones.
despite it saying residents only on the bar.
I was told I was coming up a couple of weeks ago, so it would have been made for me.
So not there's no sort of distinct pattern. It's a bit of a mishmash.
Is he strangely sexually attracted to the other women?
That's up to you.
When you say strangely, as opposed
it's not
to
strange because there's a thing called genetic sexual attraction that when siblings who don't grow up together meet, they now warn them because it's so common that you will feel probably a sexual attraction to them. They don't know why. They don't know why, but it's a thing that happens and they tell people they have to prepare themselves for that.
Wow, you must have an amazing search history.
It was an article that I read about it, and it was very disturbing. Very disturbing. It was in a major article, like on Guardian
on the radio.
Like
It is a big problem.
Well, because people are finding themselves much easier now with all of the that's what it was about.
Ancestry.com.
The Ancestry.com stuff.
And the Mormons.
And the Mormons.
Yeah, no, they lead the world in
they do research. Yeah.
Sorry. A disturbing, interesting fact I thought to bring
How
up.
How disturbing do you want to make this?
No.
We don't need sand roll out of it.
No, I don't. No more sand rolls, please.
I was going to say, if you do feel a strange
already...
sexual attraction, that is a sand roll.
No.
I'll straighten the tie.
Okay, so Viscount and others, at least some of you are going to head over to talk to this gentleman, Bob.
Yes.
No, someone else can go talk to Bob.
Stood the drinks for Bob.
I'm going to go call my older brother, Marmy.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to Bob.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I'll go talk to Bob as well.
Yeah.
Bob, so Rosie and Michael, you approach Bob.
Mm.
He sits there. He sort of like looks up with indifference as the two of you approach, and he sees the gin and tonic.
Put gin and tonic in front of him.
Light up somewhat. And he sort of...
What's your first name?
For me?
Yeah.
Yes. Kind. He says. Oh, yes. He immediately sort of like pulls the two towards him and starts drinking one.
You can still go into the count.
Indeed. He yeah. starts holding our hand shake.
I'm Michael.
I'm Rosa.
Hi. We were just curious what if you could tell us anything about a local family.
I put the picture down in front
so
of him.
So a lot of things, he says. What would you like to know?
The Warings.
I put the photograph in front of him.
He says, oh, the Warings. Sit down, yeah. He says. He had a rambling sort of like 15-minute roundabout discussion.
Mm-hmm.
He tells you much what you've already learned about the Manistees, the Warings being a family from Manistee, and then starts going off on a tangent about various folklore traditions locally and things like this, and it's quite difficult to steer him back onto topic.
Yeah.
But
he tells about Victoria Waring.
Yeah, as you sort of like put your foot down, Rosa, and demand, he says, ah, yes, well, let's see. Yes. Jack Waring used to be the schoolmaster at the school down in Manistee. Had a, from all accounts, a very happy relationship with Victoria. Then he upped and disappeared, and, well, something that affected the young lady quite peculiarly. And
how long did he disappear for?
Well, nobody's seen him since. She was given over to hysterics and gave all the children up. Quite sad.
And she, six of them. These children.
Yes, I think so. You know, he looks leaning over. You bear a striking resemblance to Jack Manistee. Jack Waring.
We're under the suspicion that maybe that these children are us.
Oh, he says. Well, the issue is for me to continue.
Please.
Well, they say that young Victoria, she took her own life. I don't know whether Jack's disappearance she could not handle, especially with such a large family to support. But she gave the children up and then... Yeah. I'm sorry to be the bearer of such bad news.
Hmm.
He pulls the other gin and tonic towards her.
Just getting the chronology here.
Yeah, I'm confused, because I thought Jack married Mary and had two more kids.
He's already had a few gin and tonics.
Yes, I've had a few gin and tonics. Jack didn't disappear before then, so yes, I need to get my chronology back on track. Apologies.
All right.
Yes. Yes, so Jack didn't disappear.
He remarried Mary.
He remarried Mary after, but his wife gave the children away without Jack's knowledge.
Oh.
And then she committed suicide.
Oh.
He could have gotten them back, though, surely.
If he knew where they were.
And maybe he didn't
want them back.
Did anybody see her leave?
Not that I know of.
So she gave the children away and then just vanished.
Oh no, she committed suicide.
She committed suicide.
Right. He remarried after.
Sorry, where did she commit suicide?
I believe in Manistee.
Okay.
You have to go there.
I heard something about going across to America. Maybe I just dreamt that. It's all right.
We're talking about the big table in the back. Being old. Yes. So apologies there. A little bit of a chronological error on my part.
Oh, no, sorry.
It's all right.
Who's the oldest child out of the slot?
Rosa.
Me.
So how old were you in 1905?
So do I remember? Do I have any memories? Bearing in mind me, personally, I have a memory from when I was 18 months old. So would I have had any memories from being four or five?
Nothing sort of like springs to mind. But I don't know, maybe... Visiting Manistee may bring something to the surface.
No unicorn running through the
So all of you may be my long-lost brothers and sisters.
Possibly.
Goodness me.
It's quite, quite bizarre, really.
Well...
Can you all make me listen, Laws?
I mean, the implications... Legacy.
Literally,
I
won't.
84.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that in a second.
What were we making?
Listen.
Listen.
Listen. Okay.
No.
No.
Not even close.
No.
No. Okay. So, over to Hilary, who's on the phone to his brother. Which brother are you ringing?
Marmy, the eldest, the surgeon.
What happened to
So, yeah, so the phone sort of like rings for a long time. And you're just about to put the receiver down when answers. Hello?
What-o? Marmy?
Oh, Hilary.
Yes.
A lighter. What are you ringing up for? Where are you today?
Keswick? Oh,
bloody hell. Thought you were on a train to Glasgow.
So did I. Oh, well. Anyway, old chap.
You been drinking again?
Well, it is late. I've got a question for you. It's an odd question.
Go ahead.
Do you remember when I was seven and you and Percy were giving me those Indian burns?
Yes.
When the governess was away.
Yes.
Yes. And you and Percy were saying I was adopted.
Yes.
Yes. Was there anything to that, or was it just, school ground larks?
Well, we should probably speak to Mother and Father about these things.
Well, be straight with me, Marmy, old chap.
Look, Hilary, I don't want to be the one to tell you this. Really, you should talk to Mother and Father about this.
Well, I'm not going to talk to them about this. You tell me.
He says, look, if they catch wind that I gave you the information, well, there'll be hell to pay. But, yes, if I'm truthful, there is some truth to the matter.
Hmm. But why would they want to adopt? They had you and Percy. Then I remember Jack being born.
Look, I don't know what goes through Mother and Father's minds. You know how they are, like to take in waifs and strays.
Now you know.
Look, all I can say is that we've treated you like one of our own. Ever since you came into the family.
Well, apart from that time with the Indian burns.
Well, it's just larks, wasn't it?
Larks.
Look, you're in Exeter. You might not be in line to inherit any titles immediately, but my brothers and I have always treated you as one of our own.
Well, this sounds all very queer and rum to me.
Well... Such things do when you hear them. But as they say, Father's not to hear of this from me.
Yes,
or you.
Right, well, I'm off for a drink.
Well, take it steady, old chap. Don't want you ending up in some of the godforsaken backwater.
Jolly roots.
Up in Edinburgh. Heaven forbid.
Yes, it's just larks, just like yesterday when we stripped you naked and put you on a train to Glasgow. Smashed out your gourd.
So the receiver goes down. As the receiver goes down, there's this strange noise, Hilary, in the background. You can see the barman is cleaning the glass, singing along, you know, to We'll Meet Again. But there's this noise that you can hear, sort of like, almost a little bit like tinnitus, sort of ringing in the ear. A strange sort of like static crackle.
Tap the telephone receiver.
Yeah, it's not the telephone. It's
constant buzz going on with the occasional
like
whine.
Tap it down and it's back. There's the sound doesn't cut out.
Is the radio still going?
The radio, well, when you sort of like look around, that's where the sound of the noise is coming from.
Ah, yes, I think this needs an adjustment. I press the crystals or whatever.
Yeah, so you try and dial it in. The barman looks over. You can see he sort of cuts his singing off. He says, "Oi, I was listening to that.
I was just trying to get the station back. A bit of...
Perfectly fine," he says.
"I heard static."
And you still hear static.
I turned the radio off for a moment.
Yeah. That stopped.
Yes, that was it. There's some kind of static on the line. Whatever it is, radio waves, phonographs.
The radio, the barman sort of like comes over and says, "Oh, it doesn't sound like static to me." He turns the radio back on again. and goes back to cleaning his glasses. After this commotion, the rest of you sort of like look around. As the radio pops back on, that comes back on.
And then standing.
The five of you can hear it, but the barman starts picking up the tune again. And then suddenly the static cuts out and the sounds of the radio cut back in.
Probably a faulty valve.
Is the barman in time with that?
Yeah. Perfectly in time as the static cuts out and the radio cuts back in again. The barman's singing along. It's perfectly in time with the radio.
They do very well on... I haven't got a clue.
Is there a paper and pen somewhere? Pencil?
Yeah.
Some pencils?
Yeah.
A bar napkin and a...
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I have a notebook.
And, can I please take your details, all of you? Your names? And
oh, you're numbers. Thinking of the Christmas lists. Yes, indeed.
Can I do that? Will the barman let me do that?
Yeah. That's perfectly fine.
You've got the photograph.
Turn the thing up and lay it on the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Take it to pieces so it's not through the glass.
The barman's perfectly
happy. I've already
taken
the photograph apart.
The photo isn't damaged.
I've already taken the photograph apart.
Have you?
Yeah.
Just get out of the frame. Just showing it to
I wanted to take a picture of the photo.
You want to take a photograph of the photograph?
Yeah.
Oh, certainly. It's on the table in front of us at the moment.
The barman's concerned, but he sees you're treating it with a relative modicum of respect, so he's happy.
While he's distracted, I'm going to take a roughly similar group shot out of the copy of the Telegraph that I'm reading and put it in the frame to see if we can then just hang that back up and leave.
Might have hand-drawn me.
I've got the scale, I might as well use it.
Yeah, he wants to get everybody's address and details so that that they can be in touch, because he's not sure. Obviously, he doesn't realize he's playing a Call of Cthulhu game and thinks that this probably is the
he has
this,
a future.
Is it. Yeah, this is it. So he's going to...
Okay, so you take everybody's details down.
Yeah, and then he's going to have another stiff drink and then off to bed.
And then Helen takes a photo of the photo, and Jonesy's going to try and nick it.
Hang on to that. And I'll actually forgot the photo and put it in the frame there. And hang it. Well, everyone off to bed, I just need to make a phone call. As you're heading off for bed, you'll probably hear, "What do you mean she won't accept the charges?"
Do I spot him doing that?
Maybe it's like a hand roll.
Oh, yeah. Everybody does. 57, yeah.
Even the barman's sort of like, put that back.
I haven't got it. Which is perfectly true, hasn't it? She's got it.
What do you do, Rosa? Do you put it back or?
I'd like to purchase it.
God heavens, this is a newspaper.
The barman says, sort of like strokes his chin and says, "How much?"
Oh, I don't know.
All eyes rest on the Viscount.
Yeah, exactly.
Here, have a shiny half crown.
Go on then.
That's pitiful.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. And I'll take it with me when I go to my room.
Barman's rubbing his hands though, because he sold him that bottle of whiskey.
I'm finishing the bottle of whiskey.
It's on the tab and a price hasn't been agreed, so I suppose he'll just put whatever he wants on.
Write down whatever.
Did you find anything in the frame?
No, just when the picture was taken in 1905, there was nothing else in the frame, was
no,
there? Just the photograph?
No, there's nothing else in the frame, just the name of the location, Manistee, and the date.
Yeah.
So, what do you do now? Obviously, Jonesy's given a phone call.
I'll wander back in since I can't make it. Right. Well, I suppose I should bid you good night. Perhaps if anybody fancies a perambulation tomorrow, we could stroll across to talk to this lady.
Breakfast.
Yeah. Breakfast is between 8 and 9.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. And the ferry, the first ferry trip out of Australian water is at 9 o'clock.
Oh, you're all thinking of going.
Ferry trip's one when?
Well,
the first ferry over is at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Would
the only person with the car is
put things to rest.
Yeah,
unless the doctor would like to drive.
I have a car. An automobile.
Would you be willing to drive?
Oh,
can I fit everybody in it? Is it? Is it big enough?
Maybe a bit of a squeeze, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not no, that so large of an automobile, but you can we can squeeze in the back. Well, obviously, I'm driving, so.
Best if you don't squeeze in the back.
No. All right,
how
well
much
then,
have you been drinking?
Tonight, quite a bit, but I will be
but
fine in the morning.
Tomorrow?
Oh, tonight? No, not in this. I don't know these roads. Not now.
We won't get a good reception anyway.
No, I need to obviously get some rest and contemplate these things and have a nice breakfast in the morning, and I'll see you all.
And I'm sure we can clear it all up once we speak to this lady.
Do we have an address for them? Manly? Bannister?
Oh, we can just ask, don't we? Don't know the name.
I suppose.
Seems everybody does.
I'll ask who was the guy we brought the gin and tonics for.
Bob.
I'll ask Bob. How big is this place?
Manasi, little village. There's a pub down there. If you want directions, that's probably the best way to go.
Yes, please.
So it's sure.
Be easy to find, don't you think?
Pub's the Leeward Inn.
Leeward Inn.
That's an interesting name.
Is there a church?
I believe there's a little one.
Is it still in use?
The church? Mm. Yes.
It's 1935, they're all still in use.
Yeah, so if you want directions, I'd talk to Ada, who's the landlady.
Here?
At the Leeward Inn.
Oh, the Leeward Inn. Ada.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Well, I'm mostly going to be drinking the rest of the night, talking about rotters and beastly brothers.
I'm going to retire. I'm going to ask for a cup of cocoa and retire to my bedroom.
Okay. So, is everybody, other than those, stopping up for the most part?
Yeah. I should just go for a little stroll, not mentioning to anyone that I'm going to go and see if I can find somewhere to bed down under a hedge.
Oh, must be something in the book.
Okay, so...
Is my room have a lookout on to the front of the pub?
It can do, yes.
So would I see the fair being set up?
Yeah, you can see sort of like, because this is in, it overlooks the market square, and you can see sort of like, there's already stalls and things being set up outside. There's several of them sort of like blowing, moving in the wind as the wind and rain lashes down.
Oh, nice.
The rain.
Rain. Is there
possibly
anybody...
head under there for
You can see sort of like a figure stroll out of the pub across towards the marquees that have been set up.
I recognise that it's
a distinguished gentleman out for
a distinguished gentleman with a bowler cap on.
Is there anybody actually watching?
Got an umbrella, you can pop that up.
I think I've just got a stick actually. I don't think it's an umbrella.
Is there anybody
I think he is just tragically Chaplin-esque at this stage.
No. Everybody's sort of like indoors, the weather outside is
frightful.
Frightful, yeah.
Okay.
Oh dear.
So
you just sit and drink with the Viscount. And then
I think I presume he's heading off to his room.
No, he's sitting drinking. But,
yeah, he said he's gonna
get him drinking after he collapses at the bar when
you come up his room.
Well, as long as you wake me up to get to Manister, you'll probably be the person
like, all right, Viscount.
You take him to his room and then crash on the sofa in his room. He's bound to have the biggest room in the place.
I doubt it's got a sofa.
It will have.
Andy, I mean, this is how entourages start.
Yep.
Like, the person that picks him up and, like, gets him cleaned up,
the
you're in the group
you're
now.
In. You're in.
You're in.
That's what you do.
Well, I suppose I could try that. You know, we just drink, and then when he eventually passes out, I'll say to the landlord, give me a hand getting him to bed. A little worse with drink, old fellow. And if we could put another bottle on the tap, that would
be so you all retire for the evening, eventually going to sleep. So...
Tuck him up in the bath.
Yeah. So, you go to bed. Like rain sort of like lashing down, pattering against
the... Got a hot water bottle, I've got my cocoa.
Yeah. Sheets pulled up tight around yourselves.
Blankets.
Mind whirring with the events of the evening?
Yeah.
But eventually you...
Yeah.
Sort of sink into slumber. Michael.
Uh-huh.
You're... Slumber is plagued with dreams.
That's not surprising.
So you see yourself, you're standing in the middle of a stone circle. somewhere on a hill. In the distance, you can see the moonlight reflecting off a body of water. You can see others dancing around you with bizarre ritualistic movements, whirling as they hold their arms out horizontally. You recognise them. Tom, Rosa, Helen, and Hilary. And you look down and stood over a hole, like a grave dug into the earth, in which your brother Geoffrey lies.
Oh.
And that's when you notice in your hand there's a curved ancient knife. What do you do?
Force myself to wake up. As one can do sometimes if dreams are bad enough.
Yeah.
Stab yourself in the leg, that should do it.
So you jolt awake.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing you remember is dropping the knife and recoiling from the grave.
Yeah, my dead brother.
Yeah. Remnants of the dream linger. You have this sensation that your brother's there. You can see he's not dead, but eyes open, looking at you expectantly.
Wait, in the grave?
In the dream.
In the dream, he was in the grave, but awake.
Yeah.
So I hadn't just killed him. He's waiting for me to kill him. Oh, dear.
Causes a problem with the old Hippocratic oath, isn't it?
It's a bit of a snag.
Jonesy and Rosa, you have similar plagued dreams. You are dancing within a stone circle, movement strange, holding your arms out to the side, leaping and whirling. You can see a figure in the centre holding a shining knife above a prostrate figure in a shallow hole.
Hmm.
What do you do?
Do we see the knife?
See the knife. It's sort of like being raised up at this point.
Okay. Eye it up critically. What sort of knife is it?
It's... it's a curved, sort of like ancient blade, sort of like a... looks almost like ritualistic in nature.
Mm-hmm.
If you hold the image in your mind, have a think about it.
Okay.
You can probably maybe get some additional information about it.
It's a North African chrismid of meteoric iron sometime in the late 18th century.
Well, that's quite a bit, then.
You can just see sort of like the blade glittering in the light of the moon. What do you both do?
Well, I'm unarmed. I'm not doing anything. I'm going to keep dancing.
Okay.
And it's the doctor who's holding the knife.
If you look carefully, yes, you can see that it's Michael, the gentleman that you just met.
Were we wearing our normal clothing, or the clothing that we saw each other in? Yeah.
There was no sort of like ritual garb or anything.
Or,
anything like
or nudity.
There's no nudity, no.
Well, if you make that sand roll.
Really starting to worry about
it. I'm going to go over to him.
Jones is naked.
I'm going to go over to the doctor and go, what are you doing, man?
Okay, so you run towards the centre of the circle, just as Michael brings the knife.
I'm shouting, what are you doing, man, as I run towards it?
It's at that point, just as you sort of like reach out, screaming out at him, that you jolt awake.
Okay. I'll sit up and I'll light a candle, shakily, presumably.
So you shakily find a bottle of box of matches, and light a candle.
Yeah. And then I might get up and sort of walk around the room, calm my breathing a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Can I hear anybody else moving around in the hotel?
No, the hotel is mostly quiet. The rain seems to have stopped now. The moon comes out and casts a pale sort of like pallor of light that cuts across the room. You can hear sort of like floorboards creaking as if they're
the room settling. Yeah. Okay. What time do I think it? What time is it? How long have I been asleep?
It's probably, I mean, you must have gone to bed about 10, half 10 by the time you've gone to sleep. It's maybe sort of 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Do you want to have a think about the knife?
Mm.
You can roll archaeology or appraise.
I'll go with archaeology.
Yeah.
Slightly higher skill. I still fail it. 52. Never mind.
Well, other than it being sort of like ancient, it's difficult sort of like drawing more.
Can I draw a sketch of it in my notebook?
Yeah, you can draw a sketch of it. It won't be exceptionally detailed.
Doesn't matter. I can add detail if I remember it.
You can use it to freak the doctor out.
Yeah, yeah, I can.
Yeah, because the doctor will probably remember it.
Oh. I'll make some notes on the dream as well.
So, Helen, mm-hmm. you also dream as well. You are walking across a ridge in the hills. You've got a shovel in your hand over your shoulder. In the distance, you can see a lake glittering in the dark under the light of the moon. You're tired, you've walked very far. You know deep inside you have a duty to perform and must continue. Ahead, you can see a stone circle just on the ridge line, above the ridge line. There you can see sort of four others and a fifth. Just as you get closer, recognise the four people that you've met this evening.
Mm.
The fifth, you don't recognise. So what do you do?
What are they doing?
They look like they're standing expectantly waiting.
I walk towards them.
Okay.
So you walk. Is anything strange about them?
It doesn't appear to be. Like I say, you recognise Michael, Jonesy, Rosa and Hillary.
Mm.
Fifth, you don't recognise. But as you approach the stone circle, they break apart, taking up places around inside. While Michael and this fifth person stand expectantly waiting as you walk to the centre of the circle. And take the shovel off your shoulder
mm-hmm.
and make the first incision into the earth, and that's when you wake.
Do I realise what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Can I not do it?
Yeah, you can like throw down the shovel or whatever.
You say we're on a ridge?
Yeah.
So how far is the drop from where I am?
It's like a ridge line. It's not very far down, but yeah, the drop's maybe, say, a couple hundred metres.
So if I walk to the edge and throw the shovel off?
Yeah.
What happens to the shovel?
So you throw the shovel off, and at that point, that's when you wake up.
Can I psychoanalyse myself?
Yeah, you can psychoanalyse yourself, yeah.
That was very weird. 12 and I've got 50.
So what are you trying to discover?
I'm trying to think back over all my psychoanalytical stuff and thinking, I mean, there has been a pretty weird night, a weird evening. So do I think that it's just because of the evening that I had that, or do I think that I don't believe in premonitions probably, so, but I know that some people get premonitions of things.
So it could be down to the alcohol, it could be down to the strange evening's events.
I didn't have any alcohol, I was just having a coffee.
It could just be down to the strange evening's strange events, meeting these four people who seemingly share some kind of familial connection with yourself. But there was this deep underlying sense of purpose that like the whole thing was right. And it wasn't until you took the decision to go against the flow of the dream. Mm. And that's when you woke.
Right.
But for the rest of it, there was a sense of purpose and a sense of rightness about what was taking place.
Right. I'm going to sketch the scene or some scenes of it as I saw them.
Yeah.
By the light of the moon and the candle, and probably spend about half an hour to an hour doing all that, and then just try and go back to sleep.
Hillary, how blind drunk do you get?
Fairly blackout. I mean, I'm in a bathtub snoring away.
So, you may have dreamed, but you wake up in the morning.
Having no recollection.
Having no recollection.
Apparently, you didn't wake when I sort of awoke in a panic. And
he was in the bathtub, one arm and sort of like snoring. Part of the tail suit hanging out over the edge. He kind of growled.
Surely you wouldn't have been travelling with tail over.
I was going to a party in Glasgow.
Bit odd.
So for those of you who dreamt, you'll need to make me sanity checks, I'm afraid.
Zero, one.
Oh, I failed.
54 is where I'm at.
So you will take one, even if you pass. But if you fail,
I fail.
Yes.
Failed is just one, according to my roll.
Well, little shaken there.
What a waste of a zero and one.
Good old 86.
In the morning, Michael wants to call his brother.
Yeah, so you get up and go downstairs.
Yeah.
Get the phone call.
Yeah.
Phone rings. Rings, but isn't answered.
Is he married? Does he have a family?
No, he's
single.
He's single, a bachelor. Hasn't quite met the right lady yet.
Oh, a bachelor. Right.
All right.
But there's no answer.
No answer. And then I'll wait to see these guys in the morning at breakfast.
Yeah. So you gather over breakfast at the Blackstone?
Yes.
It's a rather sort of like greasy fry-up kind of affair.
Mm.
Traditional British pub food. Of course, you can also go for the option of sort of like a boiled egg with soldiers.
Oh, that's... I'll have the sloppy breakfast. I had a disturbing dream last night about my brother, my actual brother that I grew up with, who is the sixth child in this picture. And I tried to get a hold of him, and I couldn't get a hold of him, so I'm a little unnerved.
When was the last time you saw this fella?
My brother?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah, a few weeks.
A few weeks ago.
I also had a strange dream last night.
Well, I think we're probably all a little bit shaken. Sorry, you're not going to eat that toast?
Oh, no.
Thank you. Just pile a little more bacon on my plate. Put it on the tab.
Hillary's tab.
Well, they're not going to give me one. We probably all had strange dreams about things. I mean, there's nothing...
Well, I dreamt about you lot, which is understandable, I suppose.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Standing on a hilltop about to commit ritual sacrifice is not usual.
In piece of bacon stones? On the fork, poised.
In front of stones, by a body of water.
Yes.
Dancing.
Yeah, I had that same dream.
Dancing.
I opened my notebook.
Yeah. Yeah, that I was holding that knife. I threw it down in my dream.
I ran at you and tried to stop you using it.
Who were you killing?
That's my brother, Mr. Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. That'll be why he hasn't answered the phone, then.
What, because he's on a hilltop?
No, he's been murdered.
No, I didn't murder him in the dream. I had the knife in my hand and I threw the knife down. I didn't.
You didn't murder him in the dream?
I did not murder him in the dream.
You murdered him in real life?
No, I was in this room all night.
Well, you're on your own, so it's a terrible alibi. I speak from experience.
But are you trying to frighten me?
No, not at all.
Why are you saying such things?
I had a dream.
Thought you said you killed your brother.
No, in his dream.
No, he said in his dream he hadn't killed him.
No, and in real life he tried to telephone him and he can't contact him.
My brother lives miles away from here.
Sir, yes. Nowhere near here. Yes, I understand.
More coffee. I didn't dream anything, so
all
sounds very queer.
How many bottles of whiskey you got through?
I had a dream.
What did you dream about, Helen?
Was it the same as ours? With the
Not
stones
quite.
And the dancing?
I dreamt I was walking towards a circle. and you three were in the circle, around the circle, and you were there with somebody else.
Right, so we were all dancing and he was...
No, you were just standing there, weren't they? I think they were just standing there, weren't they?
Oh.
When I was there.
Yeah, standing waiting.
And I came in and I had a shovel. And I seemed to want to go and use this shovel. And I put the first dig in and I decided I didn't want to do that. So I went and threw it off the ridge and then I woke up.
Hmm.
So we've all had, well, apart from you, Hilary.
And I've made a picture of it, so you might recognise
that. I'll be back in a minute. I suppose I'll go to...
That looks...
Oh, to
my room,
a picture of where
take some pain to wake up, and then come back.
Yes, you may have had a dream, but I just can't remember.
Thank you.
You've been tormenting it for 20 minutes.
<I'm sorry. laughs>
So you've drawn a picture of where the stones are laid out and things. I wonder if there's a stone circle nearby. What do you think?
Manstone.
Seems unlikely. Anyway, how about we get moving? Let's get out to this Manison Masterly, whatever it is.
Going to this a pub called the
Leeward Inn.
Leeward Inn, yeah.
The what?
Leeward.
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 It's a sailing term.
Yes. As in the lee side.
Oh, Leeward.
Ward.
Leeward.
Leeward.
Rosie, you can make me an idea roll.
So presumably it's on the side of the light.
75. Which is my idea.
Ah, excellent.
So.
Okay. So you were thinking about that knife, and you couldn't quite sort of like, I don't think you've got the details, but you're looking at the sketch you've got and you keep sort of adding to it through the morning. And suddenly you have an idea. You've got a friend at Sotheby's. You could always give them a ring and see if they can help place its provenance.
Also, isn't the whole market square full of antiquarians?
That's true as well. The whole market square is full of antiquarians.
Yes. I might do that. I might make a quick phone call before we head off.
All right.
I also think maybe we should ask the landlord here if he has a map of the area.
Can I leave the breakfast early and I say I'll meet you at the ferry? Are we going on the ferry?
I thought we were going to
the
vehicle.
Okay.
I've got a car.
What time
is it just a foot
going?
Ferry then, or not a
9 o'clock?
I think you can get maybe like one car.
I'll leave early and I'll have a wander through the fair.
Hmm. Are you looking for anything in particular?
Yeah.
That'd be the dagger.
A shovel.
I make a telephone call.
The knife. Yeah.
There are plenty of different sort of antiquarian knives and things like this. But nothing that matches the illustration that Rosa produced this morning.
I hadn't seen anything in the catalogues, had I, that I'd been looking through.
No. Various different things around of various different ages, but nothing that quite matches this. So, Rosa, are you going to call your friend at Sotheby's?
Yes.
Okay. So, you ring and the phone is answered. Hello.
What are they called?
I don't know, what are they called?
Oh.
Let's say they're called Jeremy.
That's not, eh?
Okay.
They're too close to Jeffrey, isn't it?
I suppose so.
Tim?
Galahad.
Yes.
Tim, what, Callahan?
Galahad.
Galahad.
Could I speak to Tim, please?
Yes.
Tim, blah, blah.
I'll just put you through.
Thank you. Yeah.
Tim here?
Hello, it's Rosa.
Oh, hello, Rosa.
If I described a knife to you, do you think you could give me a bit more information about it?
Perhaps. It depends on the knife.
I will describe it to him in best detail I can.
So he makes some notes down. Says, yes, interesting. Give me a second. He disappears. You end up sitting there for about 5 minutes or so. He comes back. Funnily enough, the knife matches one I sold several years ago, anonymous bidder. Very old. Style didn't really match anything known to most of the archaeologists that we use for reference. And I've got the auction catalogue entry around here. Oh yes, here we go. A fine and exceptional rare curved knife of uncertain origin. A gris-grain metal that is apparently perhaps a copper alloy. Blade is gently curved in shape, inscribed with symbols. Language is unknown, perhaps Aramaic. Hilt is similarly engraved. About 9 inches long. Sound familiar?
Does it?
Yeah, it's a reasonably accurate description of the shape of the knife. The engravings and inscriptions, it was a little too dark in the dream and a little too hazy to remember, but there's definitely something along the blade.
When was it sold?
Let's see now. You can hear him sort of like going through his things. It's about 1928, I think. Yeah.
It's quite a while ago.
1928. Truly anonymous, or?
Yes, no record of the bidder's name.
Well, thank you.
That's no problem. Anytime.
Was there a record of the seller?
Oh, good point. Who was selling it?
The seller was, let's say it's a family from somewhere in London, a reputable dealer of antiques and antiquaries.
Okay.
This is Sunderland.
Sorry. Provenance? What do you mean, provenance?
It's not French. Oh.
I heard of them, presumably.
Yes, you will have heard of them.
I might telephone them and ask them if they've got records of where it came from.
Yeah. So you can telephone them. After a while of being standing there on hold, while the servant goes and gets the
Monday morning.
Yeah,
should be open, working.
But yes, they come down and say yes. We'll have a look into it. The article in question. Yes, a bit of a strange one came into our hands off the back of an archaeological dig somewhere out just off the Mediterranean, Near East area. Not a lot of information to go on, really.
Near where, sorry?
In sort of like the edge of the Mediterranean, sort of Turkey, area. It's not a lot of archaeological information to go on. The site was rather strange. Some ritual or religious significance. The area that was found, there was some engravings, inscriptions, dancing rites. The archaeologist in question suggested that there may have been rituals to do with fertility or rebirth. But, you know what archaeologists are like.
It's a ritual item.
It's a ritual item.
Being an archaeologist,
it's always a ritual item.
Did you have any other items from the dig to sell?
That's the only one that came into our possession, I'm afraid.
Who was the archaeologist?
I can certainly look that up and forward along the information to you.
Excellent, thank you very much. I'm staying currently at the Blackstone Hotel in Keswick.
Of course, I'll send the details along.
Thank you very much. 1935, the post was fairly quick, wasn't it? You know, your next day, your first class post did arrive next day as it was supposed to.
So yeah, it should get up there. Trains and things.
Trains
and things run and stuff like that, so...
I'll secure such important travelling supplies as refilling my hip flask, getting a small bottle of the blended whiskey for the pocket, cigarettes, lighter, and make sure my cigarette case is full of cocaine.
I'm also, before breakfast, I would have asked the landlady.
No sleep till Glasgow.
Yeah, so...
picnic hamper.
It can be added to your standing...
Add it to his bill.
Yeah, doctor, had a thought. If you can't get hold of your brother...
So a selection of sandwiches...
Perhaps you could send a telegram.
Pies, standing pies.
And leave a message that he's well at the
potatoes,
hotel.
Things like that.
You know, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all.
Well, you know.
I'm going to try and have a telegram sent to my brother
Okay, yeah.
And say to phone me at the hotel as soon as he can.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you can head across town while Rose is on the
phone. They're doing their other things, yeah.
And Helen's looking for a knife amongst the stalls. And then you gather together and...
Yeah, and then we drive on over to the...
Okay.
Shall we take a break?
I was going to say, this is the perfect point for a break. It's now 1:30, so...